You are watching coverage of an earthquake that is currently shaking the very foundations of the Balkan nation of Albania, and frankly, the entire global political order. For days now, this isn't just a protest, it is a full-blown national insurrection. What began as local anger over the theft of pristine coastal land by the American political elite, specifically Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of former President Donald Trump and his wife Ivanka Trump, has exploded into a massive conflagration targeting Western interests and, most notably, the Zionist entity. When we say chaos, we mean it literally. Protesters have set vessels linked to settler colonial interests ablaze in Albanian ports. The fires didn't stop at the docks. The flames have reached the doorstep, and reportedly the very home, of Prime Minister Edi Rama, the man who signed away the nation's sovereignty to these foreign predators. We are watching the streets of Tirana turn into a war zone, not just against a corrupt government, but against the creeping tentacles of American Zionist colonialism. This is the story of how the Albanian people, refusing to become a vassal state, have decided to fight back against a $4 billion land grab that threatens to turn their natural heritage into a gated fortress for the global elite. We are going to break down exactly how this revolt spilled over to target everything Israeli, why the flag of Kosovo has become a symbol of defiance against Brussels, and how the iron fist of the Albanian state, through its special prosecution office, SPEI, has finally struck back by freezing the war chest of these would-be colonizers. Do not go anywhere, because this report is exhaustive, it is detailed, and it pulls no punches. If you are watching this on YouTube or any platform, do me a favor right now. Hit that like button, share this video with every person who needs to know the truth about how the West steals land from developing nations. Drop a comment, even if it is just a dot, something to push this story past the algorithm that tries to bury the voices of the global South. Subscribe to this channel to support honest, fearless journalism. Now, let's get into the brutality of what is happening in Albania. The immediate trigger, the lightning rod for all this rage, is the Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump-backed monstrosity of a development project. Listen to this carefully, because the arrogance here is staggering. This couple, swimming off a friend's yacht like the entitled colonialists they are, claimed they discovered this untouched wilderness, specifically the island of Sazan and the protected Vidjosanarta coastal wetlands. Ivanka Trump went on a podcast and bragged about how they saw this land, walked barefoot on it, and just had to realize its potential. Realize its potential? That means bulldozing a crucial habitat for flamingos and Mediterranean monk seals to build a 4 billion euro luxury resort with 10,000 hotel rooms. This is Christopher Columbus syndrome at its most disgusting. Land that has belonged to Albanians for centuries, they claim to have discovered.
Well, well, well. Turns out that Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner aren't just buying a private island to build a luxury resort. Sazan Island is Albania's largest island and is strategically located, once an isolated, top-secret Cold War military base featuring thousands of bunkers and miles of tunnels. Now, why in the world would our United States Special Envoy for Peace Missions need an island with all of that? So when Ivanka said this,
the opportunity to help realize its potential and transform it, but with a lot of restraint and care, because the land is so beautiful that really the architecture has to be fully integrated into it, almost rise from it.
That's such a sweet story about preserving the beautiful land and the nature and building the architecture around that. But I wonder if you're building the architecture around something else. It's important to note that the Albanian people are not happy about this, and they're protesting in the thousands, and they're also demanding that the prime minister resign for allowing such a corrupt deal to go through. But again, I'm sure this purchase is just to build a big, beautiful luxury resort, not a personal bunker on an island. As always, I want to hear what you think about all of this down below.
But the Albanian people aren't stupid. They saw the corruption for what it was. On June 2nd, just days ago, the Albanian prime minister confirmed to Politico that talks were ongoing with Kushner over the deal. And that same day, the parliament approved legislation altering the protected status of these lands. The public exploded. Within hours, protesters were not just holding signs saying, "Ivanka, go home." They were physically fighting police. And here is where the narrative takes a critical turn. The anger against these American exploiters was immediately intertwined with anger against the Zionist state. Even Prime Minister Rama turned combative when CNN was trying to probe corruptions tied to how the projects was conceived.
And they have to pay respect. So the project is not yet there. The environmental impact is being worked. You understand? And let me finish.
Let
me finish. What is this? What's wrong with you?
I said go ahead.
Let me finish.
There's no need to be disrespectful. I'm asking you, go ahead, Prime Minister. Finish your thought.
You please let me finish, because you brought Politico and you said there is anti-corruption investigation. It's fake news. It is an investigation about one of the landowners. It's private land. One of the landowners that has sold the property, which is bought through very transparent bank transactions. And the investigation is about that. It's not about the investment. It's not about the project. It's not about Kushner. It's not about Trump. It's not about anything that is being brought in this melting pot to create a sensational fake news that Albania is a place where we are killing flamingos. No, Albania is a place where today, now, as we speak, in this room, on the other side, on the other side, listen to me, on the other side, there are some hundred of top architects in the world. Why? Because we are presenting today this book. This book, Think Like That, is full of projects of the new Albania that many, many others don't want to see coming. And we are not here to destroy the country. We are here to make Albania a role model.
Thank you for clarifying that. I think that is important. And it's important that we hear from you. As soon as the project gets the green light, of course, you come.
Why the anger? Because the connection is obvious to anyone not blinded by MAGA propaganda. The protesters see the United States and the Zionist entity as a single predatory machine. Reports from the ground indicate that when the flames spread, they specifically targeted assets perceived to belong to settlers. The rage against land theft immediately mutated into a rage against Israel. This is the new reality. To the Albanian street, the Zionist investor and the American oligarch are indistinguishable enemies. A commentator even made things clearer. Take a listen.
I'm going to Albania this summer. What's going on in Albania gives the rest of the world hope, and more importantly, solutions to nations and people who feel like they live under the foot of Zionist influence or Zionist domination. And the solution the Albanians are offering us are very simple. You don't need to become doctors, lawyers. You don't need to lobby anyone. You don't need money. You don't need violence. You simply need to say no and get down to the street and march and demand that your corrupt politicians, who are nothing but servants and slaves to Zionist interests, to resign. It's as simple as that. And sometimes in the States, you can feel helpless. You say they own academia. They own the media. They own finance. Okay, yeah, no problem. But guess what? There's 300 million of us. And how many Jared Kushners and Ivankas do you think there are that make up the billionaire Zionist Epstein class? 10, 20, 100? The thing they fear more than anything is us being united. If less than 1% of the American population went on the street, that'd be over a million people. There's over 300 million Americans. If 1 million went on the street, that's 0.3% of the entire American population. And we can demand these politicians stop being corrupted by Zionist interests and stop dragging the American military into foreign wars to serve Israel. And if you can finally tell Jared and Ivanka, listen, we're not your peasants, we're not your slaves, we're not your cattle, for you to simply do with us as you please and move us around wherever you'd like. It's amazing the way she described this island, like it was a philosophical, mystical experience that somehow landed with her owning an entire island where she wants to build a huge mansion with 5 miles of beach property. That's an interesting, I've never heard of spirituality with that level of materialism. With that said, how nice will it feel to finally deny them something they want and for us to get something we want? Just the idea of that is euphoric. To finally see Ivanka Trump hearing the words no for the first time in her life. For someone from the Epstein class and the Epstein regime to be denied something that they want. We're denied things all the time. Imagine how beautiful it'd be for a million Americans to be marching on the street, demanding to take their country back.
But the symbolism goes deeper than just protesting. There is a massive societal rupture happening here that involves the European Union. As this revolt intensifies, observers have noted a fascinating and terrifying detail for Western elites. The protesters are abandoning the European Union flag.
Anger on Albania's Adriatic coast, after developers erected barbed wire fences at the site of a proposed luxury resort linked to the US president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
We are here today because we want to go to our lands.
Protests have also been held in the capital Tirana, where demonstrators marched under the slogan, Albania is not for sale. Critics accuse the government of opening protected coastal areas to large-scale development projects. Specifically this one, worth $1.6 billion, led by Kushner's investment firm Affinity Partners. It would see Sazan Island and part of the nearby reserve transformed into a tourism destination. Developers say they will progress responsibly, but environmental groups argue it threatens one of Albania's most sensitive ecosystems.
In this stretch of kilometers of land, of wildlife habitat, plan to build a new city. It's declared 10,000 rooms, and what we hear now, it's even more. So there we won't have any more the protected area. The delta of Vjosa is completely being destroyed.
Critics say comments by Ivanka Trump have fueled their anger. In an interview on social media, she said she and her husband discovered the island.
We were on a friend's boat and we stopped for a swim. Effectively, that's how we found it. We swam to the island. We went on a hike barefoot all the way up to the top, and we were just captivated.
Kushner announced plans to build the resort in 2024 as part of a wider regional investment that included a former army headquarters in Belgrade. Last year, he dropped the Serbia project following protests against it. But Albania's prime minister insists the project will go ahead despite public anger.
There is no chance that this investment will stop as long as I am here. And in the meantime, I am absolutely open, as I have been on other occasions, to discussing it with anyone who has concerns.
Protesters have rejected calls for talks with the government, saying more demonstrations are now planned. Kara Leg, Al Jazeera.
But the Albanian people are not fools. They are backed by a powerful institutional force, the Special Prosecution Office Against Corruption and Organized Crime, known as SPEI. On Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, Spake prosecutor Altin Dumani signed an order freezing the bank accounts of Albania Land Development, the holding company tied to Kushner's Affinity Partners. This was a nuclear option. The investigation revealed that property titles had been allegedly forged years ago to clear the path for these investors. The accounts held millions. Some reports suggest nearly $200 million in capital meant to start construction. SPEI has essentially put a chokehold on the invasion. For now, the money is stuck. The bulldozers are idle. But make no mistake, this is a war. If the Kushners withdraw, as they did under similar pressure in Serbia, the threat remains that another front will open. But these predatory land grabs are not isolated to Albania. We have to look at the neighbor across the water, Cyprus, to see the blueprint of Zionist expansion. Just weeks ago, in May, a massive debate erupted on the island of Cyprus. An Israeli entrepreneur reportedly purchased approximately 70 to 80% of the abandoned village of Trozena in the Limassol district. The settler colonial forces are buying up entire villages. They are turning them into gated agritourism resorts. Cypriots watched in horror as social media exploded with claims that these areas were becoming settlements in all but name. Even a Cypriot MEP went viral, stating that Israel is buying Cyprus, altering the very character of the island. This is the exact same playbook as in Albania. Swoop in, buy up distressed or protected land, claim to be revitalizing it, and shut out the native population. The Cypriot trauma of losing territory in 1974 makes this subject particularly explosive. The Albanians see this. They see that if they don't fight now, their coastline will look like Cyprus dominated by foreign flags and closed communities where locals can't afford to walk on the beach. So, where does the Albanian government go from here? The freeze on the Kushner funds has bought time, but the political pressure is immense. The opposition, led by figures like Sali Berisha, is demanding a technical government and early elections. The prime minister has admitted to considering resignation, though he frames it as a tactic. The protesters, however, are winning the narrative. They have turned the conversation from economic development to anti-colonial resistance. The targeting of Israeli assets on Albanian soil is a direct message to every Western investor. You are not safe here if you come to steal. We are watching the Albanian people engage in an act of radical decolonization. They understand that when a small European state sells its national parks to a foreign oligarch for a few billion dollars, it is selling its future. This is a story that mainstream media in the West is trying desperately to bury under the rug. They call it a dispute over a coastal project. We are calling it what it is, a war for the soul of Albania. The winds are changing in the Balkans. The flags of Kosovo, flying over the smoke of burned-out interests, tell you everything you need to know about the future of Western influence in this region. The fight has just begun. Stay tuned. We will continue to monitor this breaking news. And once again, if you believe in the right of people to protect their land from the clutches of the world's most powerful dynasties, like and subscribe right now. Share this everywhere. The truth has to travel faster than the lies. This is for the people. We will be back with more updates.